We're now joined by the head coach of the Pattonsburg Panthers in Brandon Burkhead. Pattonsburg, 66-44 loss. A lot of scoring at Pattonsburg High last week. Ended up 22 short against a good state-ranked Bishop LeBlanc team. Another team we're talking about a little bit off the air. It certainly is going to be a lengthy road trip for Pattonsburg this week. They head all the way north of Kirksville to Queen City. They'll take on the Schuyler County Rams on Friday night at 7. Coach Burkhead, thanks for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Last week, it was was it just one of those games where offense went pretty well? Defense had trouble stopping LeBlanc. Was that pretty simply kind of the way it went against the Eagles?
Yeah, we knew going into the game that their offense was good, so we tried to kind of with the game plan to contain their quarterback, and we knew they had a pretty good wide receiver, so we had a game plan for it, but unfortunately, Tyson Gibson broke his collarbone in the first offensive drive of the game, so that kind of put a curveball on our defense, but I think overall they did pretty good.
Yeah, offensively. I know you figured to have a pretty a stout offense this year with putting points on the board. Did you kind of sense that, putting 44 on the board against LeBlanc, did that give the boys confidence, or just overall, how do you feel like offensively the boys performed?
If you take away that bad snap where we got a safety and the interception on the first and goal, I mean, just little mistakes like that. I mean, overall, I think everybody was happy with the offense. Last year, they beat us 70-20, and we called the game going into the third quarter. This year, they had to work until the last second. I mean, I was happy overall. We still got some work to do, but overall, I was happy with the team.
Well, obviously, losing Tyson, I'd imagine you break a collarbone, he's out for the year, right, Coach?
As of now, no. It'll be 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see how that goes. He has to go to the doctor. We'll see how that goes, I guess.
But best case scenario, end of the regular season and into districts, right?
Yep. I'd love to have him for districts.
He's out for a while, though. Where does your team miss him the most moving forward for the next month and a half?
Oh, I mean, overall, everywhere. That kid, he's fast, he's smart, he knows football. It's going to be hard to replace him, but we'll do what we can.
Yeah, eventually you just say, you know what? Some kids are irreplaceable, and he's a good player, he's a good athlete, and it is next man up, but it's a tough scenario. Was there kind of a number two guy on the depth chart, or was that kind of a battle to see who would get his playing time?
Landon Preston, he stepped up and he did really good, actually. So he'll be in that spot most likely.
So Schuyler County, and we had this discussion off the air. Schuyler County blew out Knox County. That indicates to me Schuyler County's improved, and it probably indicates, in all honesty, Knox County's rebuilding a little bit. But you've got a chance to kind of see Schuyler County. Here we are 3 days until the game. You got to go there. What do you know about the Rams, and what makes them more prolific this year? What kind of has your concerns?
I don't know the names, but I know on film, number 58, he's a big boy. He's fast. The quarterback, he's got the same mentality of Bishop LeBlanc's quarterback, but he's not as agile, I don't think, from what I've seen on film. So I would say number 58 on the line and the quarterback would be our biggest threats coming into Friday. But
your team generally, we had this discussion last week, you're trying to get them more physical, but they're fast and they're athletic, and putting 44 against LeBlanc proves. Is it kind of, you look at it and say, we feel like our speed matches up with Schuyler County, but we got to figure out how to, control their physicality. Is that kind of the catch-22 this week?
Yeah, I'll put our outside guys up against anybody in the state, honestly. Our speed. Mm-hmm. But our line, I mean, it's no secret. We're small, so.
When you are small, it's not like you can, put 75 pounds of muscle on your guys overnight. That's not going to happen. Do you try, when you got linemen who are smaller, do you try to get them in space more often offensively so they can, not turn it into just a shoving match at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, we've got, like I said, the outside guys are fast, so they can back them up if something did go wrong, which I think we did okay against LeBlanc, but there was a lot of plays that we noticed on film where people were missing their assignment, which is the play that they scored on. So, I mean, we just get the little things fixed. I think we're up there with LeBlanc anyway.
If you look, and I'm looking at your schedule here, next week, North Andrew, week after that, King City, week after that, Stanbury, first week of October, you got Worth County, all either at or sniffing around the top 10 in the state. So that's a tough start to the GRC. Does that really kind of focus this Schuyler County game to say, hey, you know, this isn't a conference game, it's a non-conference game, but this is a really big game for us to get that first win?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a tough schedule. I'm not taking anything away from Schuyler County either. I mean, they've stepped up too. Mm-hmm. But after this week, I mean, we've got, like you said, there's four teams ranked in the top 10 in the state, so it's tough. It's a tough schedule, but I mean, all of our opponents are tough in my eyes. I'm not going to turn my back on anybody, honestly.
That's a good way to look at it. And yeah, if we're honest about it, it is not a short trip from Pattonsburg over to Schuyler County. You got to go from I-35 up by Bethany. You got to go all the way over to the Kirksville area. So the boys have to show the ability to be on a bus for a couple, you know, two and a half hours maybe, get off the bus, and then play to their best ability. That's not easy, is it?
No, that's not. Rich Hill was the same way last year. I think Rich Hill's actually further, but last year we stopped halfway and let them stretch out a little bit, and get something to drink, get back on the bus, and hammer down. It's tough, but I think they can do it.
That is the head coach over at Pattonsburg, in Brandon Burkhead, the Panthers at Schuyler County, Friday night at 7. Coach, good luck with the trip over to Queen City. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you.